Thank you. Yes, the prices. We didn't talk much about the price of gas in Europe, especially the difference between LNG prices and the Russian pipeline gas price. Obviously, we, in our diversification goals, would like to open up for LNG, and we do, in fact. However, it's a market. Europe should work on a market basis. So we see that the Russian pipeline gas is much cheaper than current LNG prices, and this has, of course, an effect when it comes to the market. Now, when it comes to security of supply, the European Union is ready to absorb some higher prices to ensure that consumers and in the industries supplied in emergency situations. It's always the question who pays for it, and this is discussed also currently among member states how to absorb these higher prices. But when it comes to the market, it's more relevant, and we will have to see the U.S. LNG coming to Europe, which we haven't seen in that volume as it was forecasted or expected.